Chapter 3. Be the Expert. Who's to say who's an expert? Paul Newman. A giant ship's engine failed. The ship's owners tried one expert after another, but no one could figure out how to fix the engine. Then they brought in an old man who had been fixing ships since he was young. He carried a large bag of tools with him, and when he arrived, he immediately went to work. He inspected the engine very carefully, top to bottom. Two of the ship's owners were there, watching this man, hoping he would know what to do. After looking things over, the old man reached into his bag and pulled out a small hammer. He gently tapped something. Instantly, the engine lurched into life. He carefully put his hammer away. The engine was fixed. A week later, the owners received a bill from the old man for $10,000. "What?" the owners of the ship exclaimed. "He hardly did anything." So they wrote the old man a note saying, "Please send us an itemized bill." The man sent a bill that read, "Tapping with a hammer, $1. Knowing where to tap, $9,999. That's a much told but very cool story which demonstrates quite nicely how you can charge almost anything you want when you are considered the expert. Why experts are special. Experts are considered the leaders in their field. Their opinions are sought after and written about, and their time is considered more valuable than that of just a run-of-the-mill practitioner. Their fees are generally a lot higher than non-experts too, and that is one of the main reasons you need to acquire expert status. Experts get paid more money. Fact. But how do you become an expert? Well, if you have trained to become a dog walker for a long time, then you will already have a certain level of expertise. So maybe the question should be, how do you become known as an expert? Once again, I should stress that you will quickly get found out if you just pretend to be an expert at anything you aren't. So if you aren't an expert, then first work hard at getting good at doing the thing. In this case, dog walking. If you need more help with the dog behaviour side of your business, then you should get a copy of my best-selling dog training book, How to Be Your Dog Superhero, from www.mydogsuperhero.com. Then, once you are great at walking, it's time to turn your efforts to telling the world how good you really are, so they see you as an expert. And I'm not recommending you stand on a park bench shouting, "I am the expert, listen to me," at everyone who passes by with a dog. There are much easier ways to cement your expert status in the eyes of your target market. Make no mistake though, your reputation and how well known you are for being a great dog walker is a huge factor in determining how much demand there will be for your dog walking services and how much you can charge for them. It's certainly a bigger factor than how good you are at dog walking. Why it's not about that thing you do. Think of a 3-Michelin-starred chef whose restaurant is sold out months in advance. Yes, the 3 stars prove he is a master chef and can cleverly balance perfectly cooked potatoes, mushrooms and chicken on top of a fancy pea puree. But it's his reputation, including his TV appearances, magazine articles and the books he has written, which cement his expert status in the public's mind. So, can you pinch some expert marketing secrets of the rich and famous to show the prospective clients in your town that you are the wise and trusted expert? Absolutely you can. And one of the best ways to catapult yourself above your competition is to do what all famous people do, and that is write a book. The power of a book. The 2007 lineup of US presidential candidates was a mishmash of senators, governors, former big city mayors, and a retired 4-star army general. However, they all had one thing in common. They had all written a book. And most of them had written a book as a tool to help tell their story as they launched their bid for the presidency. Mark Halperin, the political director of ABC News, said at the time, "You're not a real candidate, Pinocchio, if you haven't written your own book." I would take this a step further and say you aren't considered a real expert until you have written a book. That's easy for me to say, of course, because I've written one. Writing a book might seem a bit overkill in the quest for expert status, but don't write it off as something that other people do. Using a book you have written as a powerful marketing tool applies as much to you and your dog walking business as it does to those seeking to become President of the United States. Let's clarify a few things though. We aren't talking about you writing a book in order to become a best-selling author. That would be nice, but it's unlikely to happen. Your book is there to do a different job. It's there to position you as the expert dog walker in your town, county, or even the country. The dog walker who is the author of 5 Essential Questions You Need to Ask a Dog Walker, or How to Enjoy Stress-Free Walks with Your Dog, is going to stand out like a sore thumb from the rest of the average competition in that town. A published book, even a self-published book, is a powerful marketing tool, and seeing you are a published author will immediately elevate you into the realms of experthood. Why? Well, very few people even read many books these days, and far fewer actually write them. Jaws drop and people look at you like you are some kind of superhuman when you tell them you are a published author. If you market it correctly, then you and your book will also get publicity, which will further cement your expert status, not to mention get you leads you can turn into clients. This isn't the easiest positioning task to accomplish, and you will need to set aside time each day to write it. But, in my experience, writing a book is the single most important thing you can do to improve your positioning if you are serious about growing your business. And I practice what I preach too. My first best-selling dog training book helped position me as an expert in my field. It has spent time at the top of the Amazon dog care chart, as well as help many thousands of dog owners around the world who have bought and read it. You never know, you might get a taste for writing too. I certainly did. As well as How to Be a Dog Superhero, I have repurposed this book, Walk Yourself Wealthy, into 2 other books as well. And I have a more comprehensive pet business book, Grow Your Pet Business Fast, out very soon, as well as some other projects I am collaborating with other expert authors on. Mine are all instructional books to one degree or another, but they also have a lot of my personality in them, and that's a key point. Your book, if you write it correctly, can be the perfect icebreaker for your prospects to learn more about you and your business. That's because, as well as all the expert-enhancing benefits writing a book bestows upon you, it also enables you to tell your story, and within that story, share your beliefs, values, and passions. It's a cheesy and oft-trotted out line, but people really do buy people. So if you do write a book, then make sure it has lots of your personality in it. That will enable people to feel like they know more about you and your values as well as your services before they even inquire about your dog walking service. So how do you put your personality into it? Well, alongside the dog care tips you share, you can also tell stories about your life as a dog walker. Any silly incident that happens on a walk has the potential to be turned into a story. My friend Kat Smith, who helps salon owners grow their businesses, helped to write a book called 101 Naked Confessions of a Gay Hairdresser, based on the stories of her then business partner, Terry. This book was essentially repurposed emails about funny stories from the salon that Kat had written. Then she topped and tailed them and included a few hairdressing tips. The book was a massive success for Kat and Terry and helped them grow their salon business immensely. Could a book about dog walking do the same thing for your business too? The ultimate marketing tool. Having a book makes it very easy to market your business. Essentially, your book sells your business and you sell the book. Easy, eh? Of course it is. Now you just need to write one. There isn't room here to go into the details of how to write one. Just take my word for it that you need to write a book. Yes, it will take time, but it is worth it. Trust me. Book writing bonus. To help inspire you to move forward and actually write a book, I have some more in-depth training you can access. Why Your Book is the Best Business Card is a 1-hour audio training I recorded with my friend Vicky Fraser. Vicky is a copywriter, book coach, and small business ass kicker, and I published my first book in 90 days using her online course. This audio training will give you a much more detailed overview of how and why you should write a book to grow your dog walking business. Go to www.growyourpetbusinessfast.com and click on the free resources tab to access the training. In the meantime, here are some other things you can do to quickly cement your expert status. Publicity. Publicity is something that, with a bit of persistence, any dog walking business can get. Obviously, there's your book, which you will publicise like crazy once you have written it, but what else can you get publicity for? Well, books aren't the only places you will find Shaggy Dog stories. Spend 5 minutes browsing through your local rag and you will inevitably find a dog story. I've never failed to find at least 2 dog-related stories in every edition of every paper I've ever read. This is especially true of my local paper. People love dogs. No shit, Sherlock, they really do. They love pictures of them and they love reading about them. And they also love reading about people who do nice things for dogs and who work with dogs and weird, quirky dog business stories too. So get your thinking cap on and come up with some newsworthy story that will interest your paper. The business section editor may be interested in the niche that you are specialising in, or even feature you in a new business article if you have just started trading. Then there are charity events, sponsored walks, and all kinds of things you can pique a journalist's interests with. You need to be persistent, and don't expect it to happen straight away. But once you get a break, then make sure they mention your contact details in the article, which most reporters will do anyway. This exposure may directly bring you some new clients, but that's not the main reason to do it. Why you need to get your picture in the paper. This may sound vain and pathetic, but it's entirely true. People are impressed if you have been in the paper, providing it's not the court roundup, of course. And proclaiming, as seen in the Waterford Post, on your website and other marketing materials, is as impressive, if not more impressive, to your prospects than any certifications on your About page or letters you have after your name. Publicity isn't limited to newspapers either. You can submit stories for use on the radio and in dog magazines. These media outlets are always looking for good content they can push out to their audience. The first rule of any kind of marketing is don't be boring. So give your stories a twist that makes them irresistible to hungry journalists. Expert status is something every dog walker should aim for, and the strategies I have outlined here will help get you started. Don't make the mistake of thinking you are too small a fish or that you have nothing to say that hasn't been said already. That kind of thinking will keep you being that small fish. Becoming known as the best in your town is much easier than being the best in the world. And it won't take much to elevate your business and make it stand out from all the average competition. Once you have done that, you will dominate your local area. The next marketing secret I am sharing with you will help pull towards you the kind of clients you really want to work with. It will turn you into a magnet for great clients and also repel the type of clients who aren't a good fit for you and your business. Action point. There are 2 action points in this chapter. One is quick and easy, and the other will take a bit more time, but it is crucial to your long-term success. 1. Get in the paper. I'm not suggesting you rob a bank or steal a car. All publicity is not good publicity. But it shouldn't be too hard for you to get your dog walking business in your local and maybe a national paper. It could be as simple as sending a press release about your business. Chances are you will have to be a bit more creative though. So buy a few copies of your local paper and check out the type of dog stories they are writing about regularly. These are the stories that people are obviously reading. So if you can put a twist on one of those, then you are halfway there. Then be persistent, but not a dick. Follow up with the journalist and send the press release out a few times to a few different journalists. If your story is interesting enough, then eventually someone will bite. 2. Write your book. I know, you can't write a book. You simply don't have the time or anything to write about. Wrong, mon ami. You need to make time for this, and if you are great at what you do, and you want to be considered an expert, then you should have no problem talking passionately about your expert subject, which is essentially what you will be doing in your book. Remember, it's not about how big it is, it's what you do with it that matters. Missus. Seriously, think of your book as a short guide that will help your prospect solve a small part of a problem. You will find once you start writing that it will probably expand and you will want to include many other topics. Getting started is the key though. Don't wait for the muse to land on your shoulder and grant you inspiration, or you will be waiting a very long time. Demonstrating your expertise is the main driver behind writing your book and getting your name and face in the paper. The expertise and celebrity factor will help position you as being different to every other dog walker out there. And being different is what the next chapter is all about. So let's crack on to marketing secret number 4. Be polarizing.